We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just goes to show you the kind of stuff he can bring to the table on any given night. He had a good fastball he was able to use, a two-seam and four-seam fastball. Very effectively moved it around the zone with a very good crossfire. Down. The curveball played extremely well for him. I mean, he struck out the side, I think, twice. He was strong and aggressive.
Clint Hurdle on Jameson Taillon, who, believe it or not, went through the order a third time. All right. Contrary to the stats that Neil Huntington and Hurdle
10 strikeouts
cited.
In six innings is pretty impressive.
I would agree with that.
10 strikeouts in nine innings is impressive.
We know what the Pirates want to do with guys like Jordy Mercer, Josh Harrison, David Freese. They want to trade them. What should they do with guys who could fetch a lot more? Felipe Vasquez and Jameson Taillon. Should they try to move those guys at the deadline? 412-928-9370. Here's Gary. He's on the fan. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Cook. Hi, Tony. Here's the problem. Huntington is terrible at making trades of quality players. Look at McCutchen, look at Liriana, look at Walker. Now, I'm agreeing with Cookie on the Moran and the Musgrove. They may be good. We don't know. But let's be honest. If we had a special person who would do the trading, I'd feel more comfortable getting rid of Vasquez.
Don't you think the Melanson for Rivero Vasquez trade was pretty good?
It was a good trade, but let's think about this.
And I don't think getting rid of Liriano, he was not very good here at the end. You had to give up prospects with him, which you hated to do, although I don't know if we'll ever hear from those prospects again.
Well, Reese McGuire is actually going to be in a pro or an MLB uniform probably within a year. But real quick.
Where's he at? Double A now? Where's he at?
So.
Double A?
I'm
not sure he's going to be in the big leagues. But, okay, your point is well taken. Some of his trades have been good. Some of them haven't.
Yeah, but don't you have to be near perfect when you have quality players? I mean, we're relying on the draft.
I'm very confused by this call. Here's why. You're saying that you're not going to trade these guys because you don't trust the person to trade them, right? That's your point?
Yes.
Okay. And then the guys you list through, like Francisco Liriano had almost a 5 ERA. Andrew McCutchen had only 1 year left on his contract. You can definitely find players who the Pirates traded who were in the prime of their careers, like a Jason Bay, and got nothing back in a big trade early in Huntington's career as a general manager. I think his trade record is a mixed bag. But so you just hold on to your players because what? You're stuck with this guy as your GM? I don't get that.
Well, I don't know how you can say. Here's my point. Vasquez is basically equal to what Melanson was. Melanson was a really good relief pitcher at that time, and I agree with you. They wear out very quickly. You want to get rid of them. I'd love to see him get rid of Vasquez. I'm not saying that. I just don't have a lot of trust in him to make a good trade. Because you got better GMs out there that can really make better trades, and that's been the issue with the Pirates.
Well, I think that there is definitely a lack of trust here with the general manager right now. That it wasn't.
I don't think there's any question.
It wasn't too long ago that he was looked at as a guy that turned water into wine and got them into the playoffs for three straight years, something that many of us felt would never happen. But since we're seeing this franchise erode. And it's deteriorating because they're not good at the most important facet of being a small market team. And that is drafting and developing your own players. They're not good at it. By any measure. You look at the players that are in their lineup right now who are internally homegrown and produced. There aren't many good ones. And they can't cover up for their deficiency at drafting and developing starting pitchers by going out and signing a few in free agency. They can't.
Because the price is so exorbitant.
So they've got to do it on their own. I mean, would anybody want to disagree with the point that they are a rebuilding team? Does anybody think that they're not? Regardless of what kind of BS they're selling you, is this a rebuilding team, yes or no?
In my opinion, yeah.
Me too. All signs, I mean, their actions speak loudly. Their actions speak louder than their words. They traded Colin McCutchen in the offseason. They haven't made many moves to make themselves better for today. So if they're a rebuilding team, then what is the point of keeping a closer around? Does a rebuilding team need a good closer? I don't think so.
And well, again, if I thought they were going to use some of the savings from getting rid of a Freeze and a Harrison and a Mercer to bring in people, then I would consider keeping both he and Tyone. If you're not going to do anything but just stay with what you are and keep hoping you develop, then you might as well send them all away. That's my feel.
And I'm stressing Vasquez because I just think right now his value is high.
He's been very,
very
good.
Very high.
He's been very good.
Tyone, because of the nature of the position he plays, you could get something back for him. I just don't know if this would be maxing out in that trade if you were to try to deal him right now. Vasquez, I think you'd get a king's ransom for. And as a struggling team that's probably going to lose around 90 games this year, that to me is the kind of trade you make. And I don't know why. All we're hearing about with the Pirates are trying to get rid of these guys who you can argue who really wants some of these players that are getting thrown around out there. They're going to be guys that bring you what? Like a lower
fringe? Double A guy, maybe? Maybe.
It's not even like the class single, that they're
and
at.
It, you know, it's not going to be a top prospect. I mean, I think Josh Harrison can help a winning team. I think Jordy Mercer can help a winning team. I don't know about David Freeze now, but I don't think any of those guys are going to bring you a lot back.
412-928-9370. We've got a poll question up on this. Do you want the Pirates trade deadline sale to include Jameson Taillon and or Felipe Vasquez? Our first caller in says, I don't know. I don't trust the general manager to make the right deal. Maybe that's how you feel right now, or maybe you're like me and you think that they should trade Vasquez, the sooner the better. 412-928-9370. You'll also hear from a former big leaguer on what he thinks the Pirates should do between now and the deadline. Your thoughts welcome as well. Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.